Some Americans in Lebanon and their families in the United States have complained about what they call the slowness of the U.S. government response. On Capitol Hill Tuesday, Democratic leaders in the House and Senate took aim at the handling of evacuations, saying things have moved much too slowly. Harry Reid is the Senate Minority Leader.
I think it's too bad that this is being treated as a mini Katrina. These people are just being stranded in Lebanon, and that's not a good reaction by this government.
In response, State Department officials and the White House say the situation in Lebanon is complex, requiring careful preparation and logistical coordination. Here is White House spokesman Tony Snow.
It takes time to move ships into port as rapidly as possible. What you can say is, you know, they've doubled the number of helos that are in. This is an unusual circumstance because two of the three most likely ways to get people out by road and by air really are largely unavailable. So now you have naval transport, and they're moving as rapidly as they can.
There was also criticism on Tuesday that Americans being evacuated have been asked to sign a form agreeing to compensate the U.S. government for costs. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says any such requirements should be waived considering the situation in Lebanon.
This is not anything that the State Department foresaw a day before it happened, much less Congress foreseeing a year or so in advance. The number of people involved here, the nature of the hostilities are such that the urgency demands that these people be evacuated and they not have to pay their fare out.
White House spokesman Snow told reporters the requirement for evacuees to agree to compensate the government was part of U.S. law, having been approved by Congress in legislation authorizing foreign relations spending. House Minority Leader Pelosi says Congress never intended that Americans would be impeded or have additional worries in trying to escape a dangerous situation because of a requirement to repay the government. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.